Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Mac Giuliani is the union representative for the National Association of Letter Carriers here in the Chicago area. A lot of you have been talking to us about delays in the letters being delivered or packages. We reached out to the U.S. Postal Service. We've asked them to come on a couple of times, talk about these agencies that just seem to disappear. They don't want to talk to us on the radio. But Mac said that he would, and we appreciate that. Elif, I'll let you hit the button. Mac, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, John. I'm well.
So you represent who? What's your region?
So I represent the city letter carriers, basically those who deliver in all of geographical Chicago and some of our suburban offices as well, you know, which includes Alsip and Riverdale, Cicero, Evergreen, Glen, as far north as Glenview and Evanston, and as far as west as Lombard, Maywood, Westchester.
Wow. That's most of Chicagoland.
Yeah.
That's a good chunk of it. How many members in your union then?
We have over 5,000 in our union. This is about roughly 3,500 active letter carriers, city letter carriers in the greater Chicago area.
Have you been hearing complaints from people, too? If I ask my listeners to say, how's the mail service been? The lines light up with frustrated customers. What are you hearing?
I get emails. I get phone calls. And I'm talking from customers, from friends, those who know me and my role with the Postal Service, trying to get some assistance. I receive calls from elected representatives, aldermen, congressional representatives. It's very frustrating from our members, especially from our members. As frustrating as it is for our customers, do believe that it's equally, if not more so, frustrating for our members who are out there doing the best that they can to deliver the mail. But, you know, the workforce, there's a shortage in letter carriers in the city, and until that is addressed, unfortunately, it won't get better.
Are there days then where a letter carrier knows that something is supposed to be delivered to a certain address and they simply do not go to that address?
There are instances where we have the mail, where a letter carrier will have the mail. They're not going to intentionally or bypass anyone on their assignment. Are there assignments that won't get delivered because, or possibly have not been getting delivered because no one is, you know, on that assignment on a given day? Yes. But unless there is a safety hazard, say there is gang activity in the neighborhood, there's shooting on the block, unfortunately, you know.
I understand that. But you're telling me then that there are, okay, I'm trying to figure out what you just said, because I know there are days where people don't get mail. I'm trying to figure out if that in fact happens and why. Are you saying that sometimes there's simply not a person to deliver the mail that day?
Because they are what we call dark assignments. There's nobody on them. I just left a station moments ago where there were several dark assignments. And that's frustrating.
Wait a minute. What's a dark assignment? What does that mean?
That means no one is on it.
So there's mail at the Postal Service for me, but nobody is assigned to pick that up at the post office and bring it to my house.
If there's no one on that assignment, this is what work shortage will get you. If there's no one on that assignment, and because we are stretched so thin, we're trying to deliver with the number of carriers in a facility. So you have carriers who will do their own assignment. They'll do overtime. They'll do as much as they can to help out on some of these dark
somebody
assignments.
Somebody else's task. But how many dark assignments are there today in Chicagoland within your union?
That's the million-dollar question right now. That's what we have been actively working with the Chicago Post Office to find out exactly how many dark assignments are. You know, how far down are we? You know, this isn't, and I'm going to be candidly honest with you, this is not solely the pandemic. And I'm sure that your listeners will tell you that who have mail problems, that it exists before the pandemic, that it exists before DeJoy became Postmaster General. I believe at least a year and a half, I've been talking with the Postal Service both publicly and privately through the media, through congressional representatives, that they are understaffed, that they're skating on thin ice, that we simply do not have enough letter carriers to get the job done. And, you know, it's frustrating to our members because you have to realize postal employees, you know, pretty much to a person, we're a very proud workforce. We believe in the mission of the organization. We believe in what we do. I mean, we're delivering through a pandemic right now. We deliver through a polar vortex, through extreme heat.
Yeah.
So our members are dedicated. I don't question that at all, never. And it's frustrating for them because, you know, customers, and I get it. You all have to understand, we're customers too. And we know how important your mail is to you. And customers are irate when they are not receiving their mail. If they think that something nefarious is happening with their packages or their mail, and unfortunately, at times, they will take it out on those who are there trying to do the job, trying to get the mail delivered.
Right. Listen, you've shed a lot of light on this just with what you've said so far. But then how many days would an assignment stay dark? That is, if somebody's sick or that position hasn't been filled lately, I've heard from people 5 or 6 days they won't get mail. That's possible, right? Not that...
One day is too many. One day is... It just should not happen because we're the United States Postal Service. So when you hear multiple days, when you hear a week, I mean, that's unfortunately, I can say that they're not exaggerating. They're probably not exaggerating.
Wow.
From what I've seen and what I've heard on the floor. It has gotten to it's gotten to an emergency level. And I'm hopeful what I've seen in the district or at least the area, that they're going to send out whatever resources they can, even outside of Chicago, to address this issue right now.
Stay there, Mac. Mac Julian is on a phone line. He's a union representative with the National Association of Letter Carriers. Every story like this has two sides, and the U.S. Postal Service might disagree with some of the things he said. But we're not going to hear it unless they decide to come on, and so far they haven't. We'll reach out to them again next week, and we'll finish this conversation. We'll continue it. We'll take more time with Mac here in a moment. If you've got something to say, I'd like to hear it too. 312-981-7200. Call right now. You are the president of the local on that. Is that right, Mac?
Yes, I'm president of the Chicago local as well as a national trustee.
If you just joined us, how did you describe those assignments that don't get filled, dark something or another's?
They're dark assignments. That means there's no one on them.
So hold
dark
on.
Because the light isn't on the assignment. There's mail sitting there that needs to be delivered.
All right, so this is fascinating, frustrating, and a lot of things. But the idea that your letter carrier is not delivering your mail to you is not true. A letter carrier working takes the mail that they're assigned to, that assignment, and they deliver it. The problem is they're dark assignments. Mail is sitting there, but nobody is assigned to it that day because you're understaffed. You said that this is a pre-COVID problem. I presume it's made worse because of COVID, correct?
Exactly. It only has been exacerbated by COVID. So you factor in those who have scheduled leave, those who are out because of either exposure to COVID or child care issues because schools are closed now.
Is there a manager in a local post office who goes, okay, 123 Main Street didn't get their mail today. That assignment was dark. Nobody was assigned to it. I have to get somebody assigned to that tomorrow. How is it that some days it'll go 2, 3, 4 days that nobody is assigned to somebody's mail?
That tells you the extent to how understaffed we are because you shouldn't go a day. Is it simply because someone isn't here? And if you go a day, there should be enough resources within the Chicago Post Office that I can send a carrier from, from Evergreen Park over to Mount Greenwood, from Auburn Park to the Chicagoland area, or from our Niles Post Office, which is a part of the Chicago cluster, to Rogers Park. But it's not happening because there's simply not enough carriers.
How many more people do you need?
Again, that's something that we're working with the district to try to identify. I say it's as simple as this. You give us a letter carrier on every assignment to start today, and you will get your mail. Our customers will get their mail.
Why aren't you guys hiring?
Well, you know, the hiring is not our call. It's not the union's call. And the Postal Service is trying to hire, but it's almost, too little too late. That's why... They have requested the assistance outside of Chicago Post Office to get letter carriers in the adjoining areas to come into the Chicago Post Office to see us through this. I'm confident, you know, the resources are there. We are the United States Postal Service. What we're going through in Chicago does not reflect well on the overall brand, but we are the United States Postal Service. There's been questionable organizational decisions with the Chicago Post Office over the past 2 years.
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. I want to just sneak in a couple of phone calls. Do you mind, Mac?
No, I don't mind at all.
Sarah, you're on WGN Radio. What do you want to say? Thanks for joining us. Hi, Sarah. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're on the air. Go ahead. What was your question or comment?
I have a little new wrinkle on this that might be interesting. My letter carrier tells me, and I'm out in the suburbs, that they hire 5 or 6 people. At the end of the week, the people all leave because it's too much work. So my letter carrier is still delivering at 7:30 at night.
I've noticed that.
Doing double shifts.
There was somebody in my neighborhood the other day, and it was pitch black outside. It was like 6, 7 o'clock. I thought, I don't know when people start, but why is the mail coming so late? Okay, is that true? Are people quitting?
That is a factor. The late delivery is something that we have been in conflict. We're starting to see them move back some of these starting times, the earlier starting time. I've been talking about this since the beginning of the year. The late starting time, they had carriers starting as late as 9:30, 10 o'clock. That's late. That is late for us. Just opposed to the fact that we're accustomed to starting between 6:30 and 7:30 a.m. And they're saying that they weren't able to get the mail to the post offices in time. Again, a lot of bad organizational decisions that has contributed to this.
I don't mean to dwell on the obvious, but if I get a check in the mail or medicine in the mail and it doesn't get to me till 7 o'clock, you might as well deliver it tomorrow. The bank's closed, and I've already missed my maybe time I'm supposed to take my medicine. I mean, 7 o'clock is too late for a lot of things.
You know, I agree. I've always said that, you know, we should have a cutoff time. But again, that means that we have a carry-on area assignment. That means that we're starting earlier. That means if we're having a cutoff time, the objective is that the mail should all be delivered by 6 p.m. It should all be delivered. Yeah. And what's not delivered should wait to the next day. But the commitment and our mission of the Postal Service, the commitment of our employees, yes, we're going to try to finish. We're going to do our assignment. We're going to try to help out as much as we
can.
Right.
Better to deliver it later in the day than if there's no other way to get it out. What does a letter carrier make? What are the benefits like?
We're fairly compensated. A top grade letter carrier can make upwards of about $31 an hour. With the overtime, it is not unthinkable or uncommon for some letter carriers to make as much as $100,000 a year.
How much is you said top. What's the?
That's top grade.
What if I just got hired tomorrow? What would I earn?
If you get hired tomorrow, then you're making about $37,000-$38,000 a year.
That's not a lot.
That is not a lot. It's not a lot, and that does not come with benefits. So, to the point of
wait a minute. That does not come with benefits?
That does not come with benefits when you're first hired.
How long do you go without benefits?
Until there's a full-time position that is open for you and until you become a career carrier. They're not even career. They're the auxiliary workforce.
The people they're hiring now would be hired part-time.
They'd be hired part-time. They're considered the auxiliary workforce. They're not federal employees to the extent that they are, that they have the benefits that the other carriers have.
Jim, you're on WGN Radio. What did you want to say, Jim? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Jim. You're on the radio. What's up?
Hey, last night on the news, I forget what station, the 10 o'clock news, they showed a segment of the Mount Greenwood Post Office with all the mail that was loaded on the dock of the building. They probably have to keep it outside because if it was inside, they wouldn't be able to move around. But I would think it was undercover. No, it wasn't out in the elements. It was out on the outside. But I'd like to know what's going on.
Did you know what he's talking about, Mac?
No, Jim. That's the same thing I said when someone emailed me a picture 2 days ago of that. We were totally unaware, the union was, of the situation at the Mount Greenwood post office. Disgusting. Unthinkable. As a letter carrier for over 20 years, I've never seen anything like that.
How much of that is on you guys, though, Mac? I mean, are your people ticked and they're not busting hump to get this done? I mean, they're the ones handling the mail. Is this on your people a little bit?
We're not going to own any of this. Not at all. Not during COVID. Not when we're saying we're understaffed. I went in that facility the other night and there was letter carriers in there casing and preparing mail for the next day. And these are not their assignments. And it was too late for them to deliver. They were working into the night to prepare mail for the next day, those who were at work. Now, you have an office there that you have some carriers who are off because of COVID leave, because of child care issues. But as an employer, as an organization like the United States Postal Service, you don't put yourself in a position where a few people are off work or some people are off work and I don't have the resources to cover these assignments. We know what our mission are.
Yeah.
And again, I'm honored to represent a proud workforce. I'm a letter carrier myself. I've even talked with some of our representatives here about, you know, hey, we full-time representatives about helping out if we can go in on the weekend to deliver some packages. What we saw was disgusting.
Kathy is on line one. This is our last call. The lines are all ringing, but we'll get this one, and a lot of people are thinking along these lines. Go ahead, Kathy. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, John. My parents are in their late 80s, live in Alsip, Illinois, and I just can't believe this service or lack of service. Once they get their mail, maybe once every 4 or 5 days. They said that's been going on for months.
Do they get their medicine in the mail?
Sometimes they do, but they had to have the mayor go to the center to pick up one of the neighbor's prescriptions because the neighbor needed the prescription.
And I'm sorry, Kathy. Stay right there. Mac, you've talked about that before. You know that medicine is vital to people.
Yeah, the medicine. You know, there's a lot of stuff that comes through the mail. It's personal to people. You're ordering something, you're expecting it, you're waiting on it. I had someone contact me because they had an important business matter and the paperwork was coming through the mail.
You can't prioritize the medicine? Do you see the medicine? Can you make sure, can you grab the medicine and make sure that gets mailed instead of junk mail?
Whatever their first class priority mail in Madison would be priority. But as it was described a moment ago, there was a massive amount of mail on, and I'm talking parcels, and I'm talking packages, and I'm talking medicine.
Let's do
this.
And
I'm talking things that need to be delivered.
I'm out of time today. You've been very helpful and very instructive, and I'm glad you gave us some time. I hope that the other side will next week. But thank you for joining us today, Mac.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me on.
Mac Julian is with the National Letter Carriers.